朋友。
I'm just so happy that today I see so many of our old friends who haven't been here for a long time, or those of you who start coming more frequently.
我想跟大家分享一下，我小时候哈很喜欢看漫画书。真的有没有人小时候很喜欢看漫画书
？I want to share that I used to love reading comic books. How many of you here love reading comic books?
好，这么少了吗 ？OK， 好。
Only a few, OK。
好，我在讲这个，我不知道有没有人听过哈。就是呢，我喜欢的漫画的种类 genre 哈，都是那种一个人为了自己的梦想跟理想奋斗的故事。
For me, the kind of comic books that I love the most is the kind that talks about how the character works really hard for his or her dream.
好，有一部漫画叫做《千面女郎》。
And there's one comic book, the one on the screen. The name is interpreted as The Lady with a Thousand Faces.
OK， 那这是讲一个少女她成为女演员的故事。
This is a comic that talks about how a young girl wanted to become an actress.
她热爱演戏。
She loved acting.
她为了演戏不顾一切，她离家出走。
She will do anything to act. She leaves her home.
然后她 ran away from home.
Oh, ran away from home.
去加入一个剧团。
To join a theater.
然后跟一群爱演戏的朋友一起切磋演技。
And to learn from friends who also are big fans of acting.
然后去参加比赛。
To go for competitions.
然后还有另外一部漫画叫做《酱太的寿司》。
And there's also another comic that I love the most. It's called Shota Sushi.
在讲一个少年为了重振他家的寿司店，自己一个人跑到东京去当学徒。
It talks about a young boy who wants to revive his family sushi restaurant, so he decided to go to Tokyo by himself.
然后历经千辛万苦，不断的操练自己的技术。
He went through so much difficulty to hone his sushi skills.
然后最后他比赛得奖。
And at the end, he won the first place in a competition for sushi making.
然后他就成为全日本最杰出的新人寿司师傅。
And became the most renowned young sushi master in Japan.
然后看这些漫画的时候，我会觉得很热血。
I just feel so galvanized reading all these comic books.
哇，他们的生活实在太吸引人了。
Their lives seem so appealing to me.
他们怎么那么有理想
？How can they be so driven?
他们好有抱负。
They have this ambition.
他们的生活怎么不会被柴米油盐磨光志气
？How can their life will never be dull because of perfunctory routines?
如果人可以这样子活着的话，是不是每天都会活得很有热情
？If human beings can live like them, does that mean that our life will be full of passion?
每天不是为了生活而生活，而是为了一个更宏大的理想而生活。
As we no longer live for the sake of living, but also we live for a grand mission.
我们过去这半年的时间在学习《使徒行传》。
In the last six months, we have been looking at the Book of Acts.
那其实《使徒行传》是不是也有点像一部热血励志的故事呢
？Actually, don't you think that the Book of Acts also share a lot of similarities with those two comic books that they're just full of passion?
里面的人物为了交付给他们的伟大的任务，不怕艰辛，不怕痛苦，不怕挫折，也不求这个世界上的安逸，勇往直前。
And all the characters within these comic books were never afraid to go through the pain and adversity in order to accomplish those missions.
那么，我现在就要比较一下了，保罗跟姜太的差别在哪里
？And now I would like to provide you a picture of contrast between Apostle Paul and Shota here.
这世界上有两种人，一种追求安逸，一种追求理想。
There are two kinds of people. One kind who goes after comfort, and the other one who goes after mission.
大部分的人追求安逸，少部分的人追求理想。
The majority goes after comfort, and a small amount of people who actually go after mission.
追求理想的人又分为两种。
And within this small amount of people who go after mission, there are also two kinds.
一种是追求自我的实现。
One kind who goes after self-actualization.
一种是追求全世界美善的实现。
And the other kind will go after the actualization of beauty and truth within the world.
追求安逸跟追求自我实现的人呢，着重都是自己的人生。
Those who focus on self-actualization, they focus more on their personal life.
追求宏大理想的人看的是整个世界。
For those who go after grand missions, their focus is within the world with a broader perspective.
千面女郎跟酱太两个人都是追求自我实现的人。
Those two comic books that I put on the screen, they are all the characters who focus on a personal level.
而保罗却是追求宏大理想的人。
But for Apostle Paul, he focuses more on a broader level.
我们今天可以从《使徒行传》的主要人物保罗身上来学习。保罗是一个带着热情而活的人。
Today we're going to look into Paul's life to see how he lives with a passion.
那么我们可以怎么样带着热情而活
？And how can we live with a passion?
还有交给我们的任务又是什么
？And what are the tasks entrusted in our hands?
今天我们来到《使徒行传》的结尾，就是28章。
Today we will look at the ending of the book of Acts, chapter 28.
在进入今天的经文之前，我想要先概述一下前面发生的事情。
But let me give you a brief summary about what happened before chapter 28, verse 6. Chapter 28.
这个故事的结尾，我们今天看的是故事的结尾，但是这个故事从21章就开始了。
We are looking at the end, but this end actually started from chapter 21.
就是保罗在耶路撒冷被人抓起来诬告。
So,Paul was captured by some people and they falsely accused him.
然后26章结尾的地方，他就是向那个亚基帕王在辩解。
And at the end of chapter 26, Paul was making a defense, was defending himself in front of King Agrippa.
审讯结束之后，亚基帕王的结论就是这个人没有犯该死的罪。
And at the end of the trial, Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he."He did not commit any crimes worth being accused for.
就是他如果不是他要上告的话，他要上诉，那他现在已经可以放他走了。
This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar.
那保罗为什么要上告呢
？And why did Paul go to Caesar?
他后面就有说他是迫不得已的。
And later the scripture told us that he was forced to do so.
因为他是人家诬告他嘛，他一定要为自己洗刷那个罪名。
Because he was falsely accused, so he had to defend for himself.
还有另外一个原因。
Another reason is,
因为之前呢，保罗在公议会跟祭司长面前受审的那个晚上，神曾经亲自跟保罗说呢，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，之后也要怎样在罗马为我做见证。
The night before Paul went to trial in front of the priest and Sanhedrin, God promised Paul saying, "Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome."
所以也许是因为这样，所以保罗。知道神要带他去罗马。
And because of this, Paul knew that God is going to take him to Rome.
押解的一路上走得非常辛苦。
And through his journey to Rome, it was very arduous.
因为风向的关系，船走得很慢。
Because of the wind, the ship was very slow.
又遇到暴风。
And they encountered a storm.
大家都以为活不了了。
Everybody thought they were going to die.
但是神保守他们，后来还是脱险了。
But thanks to God's protection, they made it.
所以历经千辛万苦，他们终于来到罗马。
So they were safe and finally arrived at Rome after the trek.
上次Donald 讲到的时候就有讲过这些事情哈。
Donald talked about all this last week in his sermon.
所以现在我们要讲就是来到罗马之后发生的事情。
And now we're going to talk about what happened as he arrived in Rome.
好，所以我们一起来读这个经文哈，可以读中文或英文。
And let's read scriptures together here in either language you prefer.
进了罗马城。保罗蒙准和一个看守他的兵另住在一处。
过了三天，保罗请犹太人的首领来，他们来了，就对他们说：“弟兄们，我虽没有做什么事干犯本国的百姓和我们祖宗的规条，却被索绑，从耶路撒冷解在罗马人的手里。他们审问了我，就愿意释放我，因为在我身上并没有该死的罪。”无奈犹太人不服，我不得已，只好上告于该撒，并非有什么事要控告我本国的百姓。因此，我请你们来见面说话。我原以为以色列人
为以色列所指望的，被这链子捆锁。
他们说，我们并没有接着从犹太来论你的信，也没有弟兄到这里来报给我们说你有什么不好处。但我们愿意听你的意见如何？因为这教门，我们晓得是到处被毁谤的。
OK， 好，先到这里，谢谢。
OK， we'll stop here。
所以《使徒行传》整个故事，其实我们会看到呢，保罗每到一个地方，就会有犹太人出来反对他。
Throughout the entire book of Acts, we can see that whenever Paul goes to, there are Jewish people who oppose him，
就会抓住他，或者是诬告他。
They caught him. They falsely accused him.
甚至要置他于死地。
And they even wanted to put him to die.
但是为什么他来到罗马，竟然主动找犹太人来讲话呢
？And why would Paul take the initiation and wanted to go and talk to the Jewish people?
想象一下，如果有一群人，你每到一个地方，他们就是来找你麻烦。你去到一个新的地方，会主动去找他们吗
？Just imagine if there are certain groups of people who like to oppose you and put you through difficulties. Will you still want to deal with these people?
我们可以看见，为了福音的缘故，保罗愿意与每个人和好，甚至是敌对的人。
So we can see here that because of the gospel, Paul is willing to reconcile and to even those who oppose him constantly.
保罗很爱他的犹太人同胞。
Paul loved his fellow Jews.
他在罗马书九章三节他说：“为了我的同胞，我的骨肉之亲，就算我自己被诅咒，与基督分离，我也愿意。”
Even in the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 3, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race.
可是虽然保罗说他们是犹太人是他的骨肉之亲，可是人家没有把他当骨肉之亲。
Even though Paul considers them as their his own race, but do those people consider Paul as their own race?
他们不相信他，想对付他。
They never trusted Paul. They wanted to put him to die.
他还是愿意冒险跟他们分享福音。
Yet Paul was still willing to take the risk and share the good news.
好像一个人拿着一份上好的礼物，可是是给一个拿着枪指着他的人说。
It's like how one person brings a gift to another while the other is pointing is using a gun pointing to that person with the gift.
但是他说：“你把枪放下好吗？”神爱你，我也爱你。
But the gift giver says that, "Can you please put down the gun? I love you, and God loves you too."
保罗向谁传福音，不是看对方是什么样的人。
Whether to share the gospel or not to Paul is not determined by who the person is and what the person is like.
而是取决于神的旨意跟能力。
It all depends on God's will and God's power.
福音在他里面像一把火一样，他一定想要表达出来。
Gospel within Paul is like fire within that he's so ready to express it.
他没有办法禁止不讲。
There's no way for him to hold it and not say anything about it.
因为福音太好了，他有了之后，他觉得人生满足了。
Because for him, the gospel is too good. He feels very content with his life after knowing Jesus.
就算其他东西都没有，他也觉得足够了。
Even when everything is gone, he still considers it sufficient.
所以他说已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
That's why he says that consider everything garbage because of the surpassing worth of knowing the Lord.
如果我们真正得着了福音，得着了新的生命，我们里面也会有一股禁止不住的热情。
If we truly acquire the gospel and receive this new life within us, there will be this infused passion that we have for him too.
见到任何人就要告诉他这个好消息。
And we will not be able to contain this passion, and we will keep telling everybody we know.
不过呢，通常我们也是会受到一些事物的阻拦。
And of course, we will encounter obstacles too.
保罗每走到一个地方，就有犹太人要来置他于死地。
Wherever Paul goes, there will be Jewish people who wanted to execute him.
但是他到了罗马，却主动把这些人找来跟他们讲福音。
But when he got to Rome, he actually took the initiative to go there to find his people and tell them the gospel.
一般的情况下，对我们来说。不要说对我们不好的人，就算是只是跟我们不熟，或者是跟我们年龄不同、语言不同、文化不同、想法不同、社会阶层不同，我们可能都很难跨出福音的一步。
In most times, not even to mention people who mistreated you, even just for those who we're not familiar with, or those who have different background, different language, different culture, different social status, we don't even want to bother to relate to these people.
所以想想看，为了福音的缘故。我们有多少跟我们非常不同的朋友
？So think about it. In for the sake of gospel, how many friends with such differences do we actually know or are we actually friends with？
我在说还没信主的人、哦。
And I'm referring to those non-believers, particularly here.
跟你年龄层不一样的，讲不同语言的。
Those who are in different age groups, those who speak different languages.
另一种文化的。
People come from a different cultural background.
社会阶层比较低的
people of lower social status
或许我们可以说、哦、我们就跟我们擅长相处的人传福音就好了吧那些人就留给擅长跟他们是相处的人传福音就可以了吧
maybe we will say that we will just work with people we're comfortable with and share the gospel with them and leave the rest to those who are good with those
但是你知道有些人他们周围是一个基督徒也没有的
but you know what for a lot of people there are no Christians around them
记得上次 Tony 在这边分享他的见证吗
Do you remember Tony's testimonial last time?
他说啊，那个时候一个基督徒也不认识。
He said that he knew no Christians back then.
他的朋友全部都是不信的，或者是反对基督教的。
All his friends are either non-believers or anti-Christians.
他喜欢重金属音乐。
He loved heavy rock.
他的 heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
他的那些乐友们都是不信神的。
And his heavy metal fellows or our non-believers.
这也是撒旦的一种方式，让不认识神的人永远没办法认识神。
This is also one strategy from Satan who just precludes you from knowing anybody who believes in Christ, especially for those who don't know him.
把一个人包围在一群都不认识神的里面。
So you're shielded within a circle of non-believers.
Tony 那时候说呢，他就认识一个基督徒，后来。
Tony said that later on he met one Christian friend.
他的所有朋友同学里面就一个。
Out of all the classmates, encounterers, friends, he only has one he knew that who believes God.
然后这个人跟他传福音。
And it was this one Christian who shared the gospel with him.
他就是因为这个人认识了耶稣。
It was because this one Christian that he knew he became a believer.
有时候有一个人在等你去传福音，然后他唯一认识的基督徒就是你。
Sometimes there are people who are waiting for you to go to him, to reach out to him, because there are no one around them.
但是要我们跟我们不擅长相处的人传福音很困难。
But it is indeed very difficult to share the gospel with those that you are not familiar with.
所以我们的注意力不要放在对方的身上，是放在福音跟神的大能身上。
That's why we don't put our focus on the person. We put the focus on God Himself and the power of gospel.
先知耶利米说。我若说我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲道，我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火闭塞在我骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。
Prophet Jeremiah said that I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot.
神的话对我来说是一个自然的流露。
God's words to Jeremiah was naturally effusive.
不流露，他忍不住。
And he cannot hold it within.
当我们越认识神，就越被神的爱感动，被神的大能得着。
The more we know about God, the more touched we are by His love, and also the more acquired we are by His power.
所以我们越不能够隐藏他在我们生命当中的事。
And the less can we hide His presence in our lives.
接下来我们来读《使徒行传》，继续哈。23章23节到29节。
Let's continue reading chapter 28, verse 23 to verse 29.
他们和保罗约定了日子，就有许多人到他的寓所来。
保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神国的道，以摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事勉励他们。他所说的话有信的，有不信的。他们彼此不和，就散了。未散以先，保罗说一句话，说圣灵借先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。所以你们当知道，神这救恩如今传给外邦人，他们也必听受。
好，保罗一直都在努力地给犹太人传福音。
Paul has been working really hard to share the gospel with Jews.
我们怎么知道呢？因为他每到一个新的地方，他就先进去犹太人的会堂跟他们讲。
How do we know? Because no matter where Paul goes to, he makes sure that he first stops at a Jewish temple.
Synagogue. Yeah.
Synagogue.
然后呢，引用旧约来跟犹太人说为什么耶稣是弥赛亚。
And quoted from the Old Testament to prove why Jesus was the Messiah.
但他虽然每到一个地方就是去会堂里面，但是呢，总是有信的也有反对的。
Even though his first stops are always the synagogues, there are still people who choose to believe and those who don't.
传福音必定遇见的结果就是有人会接受，有人不会。
Sharing the gospel, you will see only two results: those who accept and those who don't.
有人不但不接受，还要排挤你或者是批评你。
Some not only deny or choose not to accept, they might also criticize you or alienate you.
但是我们传福音不是因为这个人一定会接受我们才传。
But we do not share the gospel because we are sure that the person will accept it.
其实我们传的时候，心里面永远不知道对方心里面到底在想什么。
We never know whether the people that we're talking to actually are thinking.
但我们传福音也不取决于他的回应。
But whether we choose to share the gospel or not never depends on whether those people would like to accept or not.
传福音取决于两件事情。
The determining factors of why we share are.
第一就是这是神给我们的任务。
First of all, this is our entrusted task.
第二个就是自然而然由心发出，就是我们想做。
Second of all, it should be naturally effusive, which that you wanted to do from the bottom of your heart.
好东西跟好朋友分享。
Like how you want to share something really good with your friends.
如果喜事发生在你身上，你一定会想要自然而然就想告诉很多人。
So if something auspicious happening to you, you will want to share the news with them.
为什么结婚跟生小孩这一类的事情，大家都要公诸于世？
So why people always make public of news such as someone getting married or babies are being born?
没有人结婚是不想让人家知道了，对不对？
I guess no one would want to actually hide their marriage and not telling anyone that they are married.
有可能假结婚。
Unless it's not a sincere marriage.
那有人生小孩呢？
What about children being born?
没有人不希望别人知道。
No one wants to hide their children.
你知道，我生了果果之后，成天就拿着手机强迫别人看他的照片。
You know, after I gave birth to my son, I forcefully make sure other people all see the pictures of my son on my cell phone.
我们升迁了，我们被学校录取了，我们得奖了，就一定在这个 timeline 上或者是这个朋友圈上发消息。
So whenever we got into good schools or we have a promotion, we always make sure we share such news on our Facebook timelines or WeChat.
为什么？
Why?
因为开心啊。
Because we're happy.
因为骄傲啊。
Because we're glad. We're arrogant.
We're proud. 因为希望大家知道。
Because we want people to know.
耶稣基督，神的儿子，来到这个世界上。
So the Son of the Lord, Jesus Christ, came to the world.
然后把我们从罪恶底下赎出来。
And redeemed us from our sins.
让我们与神和好。
To reconcile us from God.
我们成为上帝的孩子。
And we became the children of the Lord.
有新的生命。
Receive this new life.
这是多么天大的好消息。
How great is this news?
我们一见到人就说。
That's why we tell everybody we see.
这就好像在井边的撒玛利亚妇人，
just like the Samaritan woman by the well，
她遇见了耶稣以后，她水罐子都忘了拿，她就跑到城里去告诉别人。
After meeting Jesus at the well, she even forgot the water vase and decided to run all the way into the town and telling people who she met.
她遇见了弥赛亚。
Because she met Messiah.
第二件事情，保罗先向犹太人传福音，我们刚刚看到哈，但是他们不相信耶稣。
So we mentioned that Paul shared the gospel with Jewish people first, but they choose not to believe.
所以救恩就给了外邦人。
That's why gospel is shared with Gentiles.
我们就可以从这件事情得到一个借鉴。
So this is a lesson that we can learn from this.
如果福音传给了我们，我们却拒绝。
If gospel is passed down to us and we refuse,
那么我们就像这些拒绝的犹太人一样了。
We are just like those Jewish people who decided not to accept.
保罗说，以赛亚说他们是怎么样呢？油蒙了心。耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。
What did Isaiah say here? He said that heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes.
所以，如果我们当中有朋友听到了福音的话呢，那我就鼓励你继续的学习，继续的追求。
So among us here, I encourage anyone of you who has heard about the gospel to continue learning and pursuing.
不要眼睛闭着，耳朵发沉。
Don't close your eyes and don't choose not to hear.
心里的眼睛要打开才能看见。
You need to open your eyes in your heart to see.
我们可以向神祷告。
You can pray to God.
我总是跟慕道的朋友说，求神让你找到他。
I always tell our non-believer friends that pray to the Lord that you will find him.
寻求神的祷告，神总是听的。
The prayers who seek the Lord will always be answered.
马太福音七章七到八节说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，开门的就给他开门。
In the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 8, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the ones who knocks the door will be opened.
所以当耶稣向我们说话的时候，千万不要做油蒙了心、耳朵发沉、眼睛闭着的百姓。
So when Jesus talks to you, make sure that you don't let your heart become calloused, hardly hear with your ears and close your eyes, but respond positively to him.
我们积极的回应耶稣的呼召哈。再来最后两节，我们来读。
And the last two verses here, verse 31 and verse 30 and verse 31.
保罗在
自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆
传
讲
神
的
国，将
主
耶
稣
基督
的
事教导
人，
并没有人禁止。好，这个就是《使徒行传》二十八章的最后结尾了。
So this is the final ending of chapter 28.
在希腊文里面，最后结尾的两个字就是大胆和不受阻碍。
If you read this chapter in the Greek version, you will find that the last two words of this chapter are actually boldness and unhinderedly.
谁要大胆呢？
So who needs to be bold?
我们要大胆。
We need to be bold.
什么东西不受阻碍？
What should be unhindered?
福音不受阻碍。
The gospel should be unhindered.
路加用这两个字告诉他的读者说，加入这个福音的宏大叙事。
Luke uses two words to invite readers to become part of this grand narrative.
将我们自己也写成故事的一部分。
We take part, become part of the story.
路加他的读者知道，福音从那个时候开始要往地极传出去。
Luke wants his readers to know that from that point on, the gospel should be shared to the end of the world.
使徒行传的结尾是一个进行式。
The ending of this book, of this chapter, is actually present progressive.
进行到哪里呢？
How progressive is it?
就是没有穷尽。
It's progressive to
no end.
To infinity.
好，福音要传给谁？
So who should be the one receiving the gospel?
全天下的人。
Everyone on earth.
谁去传？
And who should carry out the gospel?
所有被神拣选拯救的人。
All of us who are chosen and saved.
也许有时候你会觉得人生很庸碌哈。
Maybe sometimes you feel like your life is really perfunctory.
Or mundane.
Boring.
为了学习、工作、家庭、孩子，天天忙得要命。
You may be busy every day, busy for the children, for your kids, for your family, for your career.
然后等到忙到有一天身体不行了，然后人生也就差不多了。
And when you realize that your body's not catching up, it's almost at the end of the tunnel.
也许神希望我们过一个有热情、有理想的人生。
But maybe God wants us to have a life that's full of passion.
1911年4月24号，辛亥革命广州起义前。革命斗士林觉民写了一封遗书给他的妻子陈怡应。
So in the year of 1911, on April 24th, before the uprising of Xinhai Revolution taking place in the city of Guangzhou, 林觉民, one of the revolution warriors, wrote a suicide note.
To his wife.
To his wife.
说他这一去就不会再回来。
Mentioning that he will not return after leaving this time.
因为他会为革命牺牲。
Because he will sacrifice his life for the revolution.
当时他的儿子一个五岁，然后他太太怀着第二个。
Back then his wife was actually pregnant and they also have a 5-year-old son.
但是我就找到了《与妻诀别书》白话版中的其中一段。
And here is a paragraph from that suicide note that he left for his wife.
他这样说，我
很爱你。This is what he says.
就这爱你的一念，让我勇敢赴死。我自从遇见你以来，就常常祝愿天下人、有情人都终成眷属。然而如今，到处都可闻到血腥臭恶的气味，满街都可见到像凶犬恶狼般的坏人。想要满足快乐的过活，又有几个家庭能够做得到？而围观者无动于衷，继续过其富裕的生活，我却无法学到圣人不为情所动的境界。
I love you very much. It is because of this love I have for you that's giving me the courage to give up my life. Since I met you, I often hope everyone in the world will have our happiness. But these days there are foul smells everywhere, evildoers like wolves roaming around the streets. How many families can have a happy life? Those officials continue to live inside their wealthy bubbles. I cannot...learn to detach myself from my feelings.
然后呢，他又说，继续说，俗话说，有仁爱之心的人能够老无老，以及人之老；幼无幼，以及人之幼。我将爱你的心帮助天下人爱他们的所爱，所以我敢先你而死，不眷顾你。请你体谅我这份心意，在哀嚎哭泣之余，也请想想这世上的人们应该也能欢喜的牺牲你我自身的福利，为天下的人谋取永恒的福乐。
He continued on saying in his note, saying that The good word says, those who are truly kind can treat all elderly people like the elderly people in your homes, and treat all children like their own children. I will use the love I have for you to help everyone to be able to love their loved ones. That's where I receive courage to die before you and leave you behind. Please understand my heart. As you weep for me, remember those around you. Then you will be able to give up our own happiness and seek eternal happiness for everyone in the world.
林觉民的与妻诀别书环绕着一个信念。
Lin's note was around the mission.
就是为了比自身利益更重要的使命而活。
A mission that's more important than personal benefits.
为了全天下人的利益而活。
A mission that was for everyone's well-being on earth.
林觉民跟他的太太说，我们不能够只顾自身的利益。
Lin told his wife that we should not just care for our own benefits.
我如果投身革命事业，就能够让天下人都过上幸福的日子。
If I devote myself to revolution, then many in the country will be able to have our happiness.
完成这个任务之后所带来的美好结果，一定会值得现在牺牲我们两个人的幸福。
The beautiful results of this mission were sacrificing our own happiness.
听起来好像有点熟悉。
Doesn't it sound very familiar to you?
哥林多后书四章十七到十八节。
In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17 and verse 18.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。好，这是保罗的话。
And these two verses are from Paul.
林觉民的信念跟保罗很像。
Lin's mission was very similar to Paul's.
Conviction, sorry. 保罗相信跟随神的计划，完成神的任务，就会达到更美、更大、更好的结果。
Paul believes in following God's plan to finish God's entrusted task to reach grander, better results.
比天下人都得到幸福还要好的结果。
Which is far better than the well-being of everybody, than just the well-being that Lin wants to achieve.
就是全宇宙都恢复神起先创造的美好旨意。
And the commission Paul had was to restore the glory and beauty of everything at the point of creation.
这个世界不再有罪恶、哭嚎、疼痛、眼泪。
There will be no more sin, no more pains, no more tears.
神掌权的时候，比起林觉民所希望的民主社会还要更好。
When God is in power, compared to Lin's hope of a democracy society, it will be even a lot better.
民主社会还有缺点。
With a democracy, you can see flaws.
我们现在就是民主社会啊，有他讲的那么好吗
？So now U.S. is a democratic society. Is it really that good compared to what we see here in the scripture?
社会的问题没有减少。
Social issues are never lessened.
罪恶痛苦还是有。
Sin and pain are being continued.
因为人都还是有罪。
Because every one of us is sinful. By nature.
但是神掌权的世界没有任何的罪恶痛苦，只有美善。
But in a world that God is in power, there is no sin, but beauty and truth.
这个结果不值得我们每个人投身去完成这个任务吗？
Doesn't this kind of result worth our devotion?
一开始的时候，我提到一个以演戏为终身热情的女孩子。
So at the beginning of my sermon, I mentioned about the comic book that talks about a young lady who wants to become an actress.
还有一个要重振家里寿司店的学徒。
And a young boy who wants to revive his family's sushi restaurant.
他们都有人生的热情跟理想。
Those both characters have a mission in their life.
有理想很好。
It's wonderful to have a mission in your life.
可是那些是自我的理想。
But those are personal missions.
Self-centered mission.
Self-centered mission.
是为了自我实现跟自我满足。
They're for self-actualization and self-content.
当我们看到这个世界有这么样多的痛苦跟不幸的时候，这么多人不认识神的时候，我们不能只为了自己的理想而活。
When we see that there's so much pain and so much unfortunate happening around the world and so many people who don't know God yet,
神可以拯救这个世界脱离罪恶。
We cannot just live for ourselves. God can save this world from sin.
耶稣是我们唯一的盼望。
Jesus is our only hope.
或许有人会想， 我跟随神就要放弃自己的理想吗？
Maybe some of you might be wondering, does that mean that if I submit to God's plan, do I have to abandon my own dream?
那我没那么伟大，我做不到啊。
I'm not that great. I might not be able to do so.
你放心，神不会逼迫你做你不想做的事情。
I assure you that God will never force you to do anything you don't want to.
但是神有能力改变我们的心。
But God has the power to change our heart.
本来不想做的事情变成想做。
Things that you were unwilling to do at the beginning, you might end up willing to do.
本来不乐意的事情变成乐意。
Those things that you were unpleasantly thinking about might become pleasant to you.
但就像保罗一样，他以前逼迫基督徒。
Just like Paul, who used to execute a lot of Christians.
但是后来呢，反而传扬主耶稣是救主。
But later became the advocate for the gospel.
有个故事说，有个人呢，他很怕神呼召他去做传福音的工作。
There was this story talking about a young man who was so scared that God would call on him to become a missionary to go to Africa.
不是，呼召他去做传福音的工作。
Oh, sorry. So God was calling him to share the gospel.
但是因为他怕的原因，就是因为他觉得神一定会叫他去非洲做宣教士。
The reason why he was so scared because he was afraid that God would call him to go to Africa.
然后他就有一天有个牧师就跟他说：“你放心，神如果真的呼召你去非洲呢，你本人一定也是非常想去的。”
And then one day a pastor told him that if God really called you to go to Africa, don't worry, you will actually find yourself to be very glad to go to Africa.
神会改变你的心，你会高高兴兴的去的。
God will change your heart, and you will go cheerfully.
神给每个人的呼召是不一样的。
God gives each one of us very different callings.
但重要的事情是，我们是不是都能够在我们的岗位上面尽忠职守。
But what's most important is that are we devoting ourselves at our current post to do the best we can?
无论我们的身份，无论我们的工作，都让别人透过我们看见耶稣。
Whether it's through our identity or our work, others can see Christ through us.
让他们可以接受神的救恩。
To accept God's salvation.
最后，我们一起来读到哥林多后书5:18-19.
At the end, let's read the second book of Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 18 and 19.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。神已经将和好的道理托付了我们。
God has entrusted us this task of reconciliation.
保罗在罗马两年放胆传讲福音，没有受到阻拦。
Paul stayed in Rome for 2 years and boldly shared the Gospels unhinderedly.
现在轮到我们。
And now should be our turn to do so.
请 Timothy 带来带我们唱回应诗歌。
And we'll have Timothy come up to lead us the response.